Hello, it's the post-match show. It's John Gibbons after Liverpool have been beaten 4-0 at Manchester City. I'm joined by Kev Walsh, by Neil Dockin and by Adam Smith. It was nice of Kev to rush back from setting off fireworks outside the Etihad after the minutes of the game. Neil, they've been beat 4-0, but we're all having a laugh. We've just seen Jürgen absolutely body Jeff Shreves for 2 minutes, which was good fun. Even the 8-time Bandits Filth champion must have enjoyed that show of flexing from Jürgen there.
He's not. He wasn't happy, was he? He was at his prickly, spiky best there, wasn't he? I like the bit when he pretended not to understand the word perspective. which I'm pretty sure Jürgen does know. I'm pretty sure I've heard him use it before. So, I mean, it's such a strange experience, isn't it? Watching a game where, you know, you've waited 30 years for us to win the league. We've won the league. You couldn't be happier. And then this kind of glorified friendly comes along. and that's kind of how I'm going to talk about it from now on, as if it meant absolutely nothing. But I don't really think the players approached it that way. I think that's why Jürgen's annoyed, because they wanted to win. The team wanted to win. And things really didn't go our way, did they? It felt like every time we made a mistake, it was punished. And it felt like one of those nights where we could have played for hours and hours and never would have scored.
Yeah, it was a funny game, Adam, in that we sort of got worse each time City scored. I thought 0-0. It was a close game, but we were marginally edging it. Salah obviously hits the post at 0-0. And then even at 1-0, I think we have some decent opportunities. Just the one where you know, the Jürgen just mentioned there, where the keeper comes out and you know, does well, but he's, you know, he's a bit sort of lucky as well. But then from 2-0 and then 3-0, we sort of get more shambolic as it goes. And maybe that's natural because they haven't got a huge amount to play for, but it's still a bit frustrating when you think back to those early moments and you think, well, actually, we were right at it, as Jürgen and Neil Docking, the big two, say.